The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I love this story. I love Jonah. I really do. I love Jonah. Did you guys get what was happening in that first reading? He's angry at God because he was sent to preach. He was sent to the Ninevites to bring about their repentance so that God would not destroy the city. And he hated Nineveh. He hated the Ninevites. And he knew, he had a very strong suspicion that if he went there, they would repent. And so he did not want to go there. That's what the whole story is about. And you see that little plant that grows up and dies, and then God's saying, "Well, what right have you to be angry over that? It grew up one day, it died the next." And what God had poured out, what God had raised up in Nineveh, even though they were in need of repentance, right? What he had done there over the course of many years. I mean, it wasn't like a plant, one day there, one day not. So it's an interesting one if we allow it to challenge us, the story of Jonah. Because we have to ask and answer that question of whether or not we're committed to God and his way and his will, his love. Right? Do we know the mercy of God? I think Jonah, to some extent, right, he does know the mercy of God, just doesn't really want it to extend to his enemies. But maybe we're in the same position. And if we're not in that, that's a pretty bad position to be in, but maybe we're just not in the more active sense of things, like desiring to see how I can bring God's mercy into places, I don't know, that I'd rather not. Do you know, it's like, it's one thing to say, sit back and just say, I'm not gonna go there. Maybe I'll just avoid it. Maybe I'll, like that kind of thing. But where God is calling us, we must go. And we see that in the gospel passage, right? I really want to start with the gospel passage. I mean, you could preach any number of homilies, right, on the Lord's Prayer. And I think it's always remarkable that we see Jesus. Jesus was praying in a certain place. I say prayer is central to Jesus, to his life. And it's not a show. It's not like he is doing it just to show us that we should. But if that was the case, then great, we should take him up on it. But it's so central to Jesus' life. How central to our lives is prayer? How central to our lives is, you know, our coming before God and turning over our hearts and our lives to him? I mean, that's kind of, we see that in Jonah, actually. We see a lot of good prayer in Jonah. Okay, he's like, "God, I knew you were going to do that. That's exactly why I didn't want to do that, because I knew that you were going to do that." Right? And then there's this kind of angry, but at least he's being honest. You know, are we honest? Are we honest in prayer? If we're not, who are we fooling? Right? Are we fooling Almighty God, all powerful, all knowing? I don't think so. But we are. In that sense, we're not allowing him to do what he wants to do in us, right? We're blocking him from from advancing his purposes in our hearts, in our lives, and in the world. But yeah, here, the Jonah thing comes through, you know, forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. Ooh. Do we forgive everyone in debt to us? That's a tough one. But if we're to stand before God and beg his mercy, especially in these beautiful, perfect words that he gives us, these words that, by the way, are the shape of Jesus' mission in the world. It's not quote-unquote just a prayer. This is Jesus' whole life, and it's his life that he wants to grow in us. If we're to stand before God and ask for what we need, namely our daily bread, the Eucharist, right, the divine sustenance, the life of Jesus himself, and the forgiveness of our sins, and all we have to stand on is whether or not we've shown mercy, whether or not we've brought that forgiving love wherever we've gone. So that's the big challenge, and the only way we get there is by acknowledging God as our loving Father. I think most all of you have children, right? How much do you love your kids? That's only like a little part of how madly in love with us God is. He's our Father. And if we set out today to make his name holy, right? Hallowed be your name. Let me in my life show forth the holiness of your name, most of all in loving and showing mercy. Everything else makes sense. Everything else will follow from there. And thank God we have not only the example of Jesus, not only the encouragement of Jesus, we have even now Jesus living to make intercession for us. So we have everything we need to live this life that he has won for us, to walk this way with him, and we can have this life to the full through and with and in him.